It's Tuesday, the 1st of January 2013. My very first New Year's Day audio boo since I wasn't part of this wonderful community way back last year. It's 9:20. I'm feeling good. I stayed up last night, of course, to bring in the new year. That's tradition. Went to bed about 12:30, I guess, because the television becomes a bit rubbishy after that. And got up fresh this morning at 8:00. Good night's sleep. Maybe it was those few drams I had. But I feel none the worse. In fact, I feel pretty much perky this morning. Blue skies. And a wind, a cold wind. But Bearna Goldbach over there in Cashel in Ireland is promised me this morning some good weather coming our way. So a good start to the first day of the year of 2013. Mr. Greenfinch up there in the tree is also welcoming in the new year with me. As is, you just heard, supersonic Mr. Blackbird. It almost gave me a New Year kiss. It's a cold wind this morning, but it's lovely just the same. Lovely to be here on the first day of a new year. First morning. My first morning thoughts for this year. I wonder what the year's going to bring. I was really happy last night sitting and watching the celebrations and festivities all over Scotland. Edinburgh, Inverness, Stirling. Knowing that the people were getting decent weather to enjoy their celebrations. And the fireworks display was astounding. Oh my. I'm pretty sure, without a shadow of a doubt, that Edinburgh's fireworks display beat even Sydney's. One thing I'm aware of this morning is a lack of traffic noise. Just as I've said that, there'll be a truck or something I'll go down by, but at the moment, and since I've come out, I haven't even heard one car. New Year's Day. Oh, duplicate. Bird song and wind. Seagulls zooming, and I mean zooming overhead, swirling in circles with that strong wind, enjoying it. Probably reveling in that strong wind. No need to flap the wings. I'll be heading up to Mass soon, about 10:30. For us Catholics, it's the feast of Our Lady, Mary, the Mother of God. And it's just a tradition here as well to celebrate that New Year, rather than dedicate the whole day to yourself and selfish means, which we tend to do when we drink and eat a lot. So this will be the last day anyway of all that overindulgence. For us, I mean. My wife has a plan. She always does at New Year. Clean out the old, start anew, and that means it's just about everything. And it's kind of enjoyable in a way. It's fun to clear out old stuff, including old thoughts and old feelings. Old feelings that are not nice feelings, or thoughts that are not nice thoughts about others or things in life, and try and clear your head, clear your mind and your soul, and think nicer thoughts, have nicer feelings for others. Just start anew. Great philosophy if we can all manage it. Oh, that's a cold wind. Oh, all I have to say now is I wish you all a happy and a good new year. And may this coming year be a good one for you all. Happy New Year.